The history of the Feast of Mercy. The devotion to Jesus as the Divine Mercy is based on private revelations received by Saint Maria Faustina Kowalska, a Polish nun who, in obedience to her spiritual director, wrote a diary of about 600 pages. She began her diary in the summer of 1934, writing and suffering in secret with only her spiritual director and some of her superiors aware that anything special was taking place in her life. It is an account of her discovery of God's love for everyone, the title, Divine Mercy in My Soul. 14 times Jesus asked for the celebration of a Feast of Mercy. She first received a vision of Jesus as the Divine Mercy image on February the 22nd, 1931. On one occasion, Sister Faustina heard these words, "My daughter, tell the whole world about my inconceivable mercy. I desire that the Feast of Mercy be a refuge and shelter for all souls, and especially for poor sinners. On that day, the very depths of my tender mercy are open. I pour out a whole ocean of graces upon those souls who approach the fount of my mercy. The soul that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion shall obtain complete forgiveness of sins and punishment. On that day, all the divine floodgates through which grace flow are opened. Let no soul fear to draw near to me, even though its sins be scarlet. My mercy is so great that no mind, be it of man or of angel, will be able to fathom it throughout all eternity. Everything that exists has come forth from the very depths of my most tender mercy. Every soul in its relation to me will contemplate my love and mercy throughout eternity. The Feast of Mercy emerged from my very depths of tenderness. It is my desire that it be solemnly celebrated on the first Sunday after Easter. Mankind will not have peace until it turns to the font of my mercy." Jesus said, "My daughter, if I demand through you that people revere mercy, you should be the first to distinguish yourself by this confidence in my mercy. I demand from you deeds of mercy, which are to arise out of love for me. You are to show mercy to your neighbors always and everywhere. You must not shrink from this or try to excuse or absolve yourself from it. I am giving you three ways of exercising mercy towards your neighbor. The first, by deed. The second, by word. The third, by prayer. In these three degrees is contained the fullness of mercy, and it is an unquestionable proof of love for me. By this means, a soul glorifies and pays reverence to my mercy. Yes, the first Sunday after Easter is the Feast of Mercy, but there must also be acts of mercy, and I demand the worship of my mercy through the solemn celebration of the feast and through the veneration of the image which is painted. By means of this image, I shall grant many graces to souls. It is to be a reminder of the demands of my mercy, because even the strongest faith is of no avail without works." Sister Faustina then wrote, "O my Jesus, you yourself must help me in everything, because you see how very little I am, and so I depend solely on your goodness, O God."
The image or vision, which Sister Faustina called the image of the Divine Mercy, was an image of Jesus with beautiful rays of light flowing out of his chest, the very center of his being. She wrote, "In the evening, when I was in my cell, I saw the Lord Jesus clothed in a white garment. One hand was raised in the gesture of blessing. The other was touching the garment at the breast. From beneath the garment, slightly drawn aside at the breast, there were emanating two large rays, one red, the other pale. In silence, I kept my gaze fixed on the Lord. My soul was struck with awe, but also with great joy. After a while, Jesus said to me, 'Paint an image according to the pattern you see, with the signature, Jesus, I trust in you. I desire that this image be venerated, first in your chapel and then throughout the world. I promise that the soul that will venerate this image will not perish. I also promise victory over its enemies already here on earth, especially at the hour of death. I myself will defend it as my own glory.' On another occasion, Jesus said, 'I want this image, which you will paint with a brush, to be solemnly blessed on the first Sunday after Easter. That Sunday is to be the Feast of Mercy. I desire that priests proclaim this great mercy of mine towards souls of sinners. Let the sinner not be afraid to approach me. The flames of mercy are burning me, clamoring to be spent. I want to pour them out upon these souls.' Jesus also said, 'The two rays denote blood and water. The pale ray stands for the water which makes souls righteous. The red ray stands for the blood which is the life of souls. These two rays issued forth from the depths of my tender mercy when my agonized heart was opened by a lance on the cross.' This image has been painted by several artists since."
The chaplet, the novena, and the hour of mercy. Jesus also gave her the chaplet of divine mercy. He said, "Unceasingly recite this chaplet that I have taught you." By saying the chaplet, you are bringing humankind closer to me. The souls that say the chaplet will be embraced by my mercy during their lifetime, and especially at the hour of their death. And when this chaplet is said in the presence of the dying, I will stand between my Father and the dying person, not as the just judge, but as the merciful Savior. He asked that she make a novena of the chaplet beginning on Good Friday. And Jesus said, "By this novena, I will grant every possible grace to souls. My daughter, speak to the world of my inexhaustible mercy." The Lord said to Sister Faustina, "You will recite this chaplet on the beads of the rosary in the following manner. First of all, you will say one Our Father, one Hail Mary, and the Apostles' Creed. On the Our Father beads, you will say, 'Eternal Father, I offer to you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. On the Hail Mary beads, you will say, "For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world." In conclusion, after the five decades, you will say, "Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world." Jesus spoke about the hour of mercy. I remind you, my daughter, that as often as you hear the clock strike the third hour, immerse yourself completely in my mercy, adoring and glorifying it. Invoke its omnipotence for the whole world and particularly for the poor sinners. For at that moment, mercy was opened wide for every soul. In this hour, you can obtain everything for yourself and for others for the asking. It was the hour of grace for the whole world. Mercy triumphed over justice. She was given a prayer for the hour of mercy. "You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us." She was also given a prayer for conversion of sinners. "Today," Jesus said to me, "I desire that you know more profoundly the love that burns in my heart for souls. And you will understand this when you meditate upon my passion. Call upon my mercy on behalf of sinners. I desire their salvation. And when you say this prayer with a contrite heart and with faith on behalf of some sinner, I will give him the grace of conversion." This is the prayer. "O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you." The Lord said to her, "The loss of each soul plunges me into mortal sadness. You always console me when you pray for sinners. The prayer most pleasing to me is prayer for the conversion of sinners. Know, my daughter, that this prayer is always heard and always answered." Sister Faustina underwent the torments of Christ's last hours many times and experienced the Lord's stigmata, though it was never visible. She wrote, "For quite a long while, I felt pain in my hands, in my feet, and in my side. Then I saw a certain sinner who, profiting from my sufferings, drew near to the Lord. All this is for starving souls, that they may not die of starvation." Sister Faustina had the gift of prophecy and predicted the exact date of her death on October the 5th, 1938. And that she would become a saint. She declared, "I feel that my mission will not come to an end upon my death, but will begin. O doubting souls, I will draw aside for you the veils of heaven to convince you of God's goodness." She was canonized on April the 30th, 2000, and her diary has become the handbook for devotion to divine mercy. So, her earthly end in so many ways was really a beginning. There is nothing man needs more than divine mercy. May the divine mercy transform people's hearts. Jesus, I trust in you.
In between the decades of the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, there will be very short readings from Sister Faustina's diary. After benediction, there's an opportunity for veneration of the Divine Mercy image.
O salutaris hostia, qui fieri pandis hostium, bella premunda stilium, marum per hosilium, qui divino quae dominium, its epitana gloria, qui vitam sine
From the moment I woke up in the morning, my spirit was totally submerged in God, in that ocean of love. I felt that I'd been completely immersed in Him. During Holy Mass, my love for Him reached a peak of intensity. After the renewal of vows and Holy Communion, I suddenly saw the Lord Jesus, who said to me with great kindness, "My daughter, look at my merciful heart." As I fixed my gaze on the most sacred heart, the same rays of light, as are represented in the image as blood and water, came forth from it. And I understood how great is the Lord's mercy. And again, Jesus said to me with kindness, "My daughter, speak to priests about this inconceivable mercy of mine. The flames of mercy are burning me, clamoring to be spent. I want to keep pouring them out upon souls. Souls just don't want to believe in my goodness." My mercy is greater than your sins and those of the entire world. Who can measure the extent of my goodness? For you, I descended from heaven to earth. For you, I allowed myself to be nailed to the cross. For you, I let my sacred heart be pierced with a lance, thus opening wide the source of mercy for you. Come then, with trust, to draw graces from this fountain. I never reject a contrite heart. Your misery has disappeared in the depths of my mercy. Do not argue with me about your wretchedness. You will give me great pleasure if you hand over to me all your troubles and griefs. I shall heap upon you the treasures of my grace. Oh, what great graces I will grant to souls who say this chaplet. The very depths of my tender mercy are stirred for the sake of those who say the chaplet. Write down these words, my daughter. Speak to the world about my mercy. Let all mankind recognize my unfathomable mercy. It is a sign for the end times. After it will come the day of justice. While there is still time, let them have recourse to the fount of my mercy. Let them profit from the blood and water which gushed forth for them. Say unceasingly the chaplet that I have taught you. Whoever will recite it will receive great mercy at the hour of death. Priests will recommend it to sinners as their last hope of salvation. Even if there were a sinner most hardened, if he will recite this chaplet only once, he would receive grace from my infinite mercy. I desire that the whole world know my infinite mercy. I desire to grant unimaginable graces to those souls who trust in my mercy. Through the chaplet, you will obtain everything if what you ask for is compatible with my will. As I was praying for Poland, I heard the words, I bear a special love for Poland, and if she will be obedient to my will, I will exalt her in might and holiness. From her will come forth the spark that will prepare the world for my final coming. Today, I am sending you with my mercy to the people of the whole world. I do not want to punish aching mankind, but I desire to heal it, pressing it to my merciful heart. Before the day of justice, I am sending the day of mercy.